Joining us now is Greg Hames of Nippertown.com. Nippertown.com, a great website for all the local happenings when it comes to music and entertainment, and it's a great place to visit. And every once in a while, in fact, once a month, Greg visits us on WAMC's Northeast Report to tell us about all the happenings. And we begin with Dolly Parton, who'll be at Tanglewood.
Dolly Parton. Boy, oh boy. I don't think she's been in town in many, many, many years. I think maybe I saw her once at the Knickerbocker Arena. So that's how long ago that was. But she's kicking off the Tanglewood season tonight. I don't know that there are any seats left. There may be lawn admission left. There may be a few obstructed view seats still left. But this is going to be a big crowd. Dolly Parton, she's an icon. Not just her brand with the movies and the TV and Broadway and her own amusement park and everything, but she's really an amazing musician, a fabulous songwriter. She's got 25 number one country hits, 41 top 10 country albums, 8 Grammys. She's Dolly Parton. How can you go wrong? It's a little bit of Halos and Horns from her 2002 album.
And saints, hearts that are torn between
Dolly Parton opens the Tanglewood season tonight. We just heard Halos and Horns, and whether or not it was written by Spirit or Led Zeppelin, you should take a listen to her cover of Stairway to Heaven with a banjo. It's really something.
It's on that same album. I almost played that one instead, but I didn't want to get sued by Spirit.
The Saratoga Jazz Festival is this weekend. A last-minute change. Chaka Khan's got a throat infection. She won't be there. The Isley Brothers are taking her place, but John Cleary and the Absolute Monster Gentlemen will be there.
Yes, indeed. And by the way, Ernie Isley, monster guitar player.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Monster guitar player. He's been in town a number of times with the Jimi Hendrix shows that have been at the Palace and such. But John Cleary has also been around town quite a bit in the past couple of years. And he just took home a Grammy for the Best Regional Roots Music Album for his album Go-Go Juice back in February. He is probably the funkiest New Orleans piano player ever to be born in England, which is some feather in his cap, I guess. But he is one funky dude. Played for years in Bonnie Raitt's band. Marvelous New Orleans funk kind of guy, as you can hear in Got to Be More Careful from Pin Your Spin.
Got to be more careful when you walk the streets alone. Hiding in the shadows might be the devil that you don't know.
Fryhofer's Jazz Festival, it's back in Saratoga Springs over the weekend on Sunday. John Cleary and the Absolute Monster Gentlemen will be playing. I had the honor a long time ago, quite a few years ago on Vox Pop, to host an hour with Joshua Redman, and it was a lot of fun. He's a great guy, talked jazz to the novice that I am when it comes to that genre. And he'll be back in town Sunday, June 26th at the Mahewi in Great Barrington.
Yeah, it's the same weekend as the Saratoga Jazz Fest, but there's a lot more jazz going on than just the Jazz Fest at SPAC. Ron Carter's coming in to Skidmore, Bill Charlap, too. Trombone Shorty's at the Calvin Theater. Don Byron's at Club Helsinki down in Hudson. And Joshua Redman Quartet at the Mahewi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington on Sunday, June 26th. Unfortunately, same day as John Cleary at SPAC. But Redman's a wonderful guy, a smart guy, a great player. And he played in town, I think, twice last year, once at Alive at 5 and once at Skidmore College, playing with The Bad Plus. This time around, though, he's bringing in his own band, the Josh Redman Quartet, with Aaron Goldberg, Ruben Rogers, and Greg Hutchinson. So that should be a knockout. That's one of my favorite little sort of noirish little instrumentals, Sweet Surrender, from his 1994 album, I think it is, Mood Swing.
Joshua Redman Quartet, Sweet Surrender at the Mehewi Performing Arts Center, Great Barrington, Sunday, June 26th. And Pat Benatar and her husband, I believe, will be with her at the Egg in Albany.
Yeah, I don't know exactly who's going to be there, what's going on exactly. I've heard many concerts described as an evening with. Mm-hmm. I've heard several concerts described as an intimate evening with. But this one is being described as a very intimate evening with Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo. So I don't know what they're going to do, if it's just going to be the two of them. It's going to be whatever it's going to be pared down and very intimate, I guess. It'll be interesting to see, because she's such a powerhouse vocalist, see how she does in a more acoustic setting. But just get you in the mood. Here's a little bit of the Loen Navarro song that was one of her 1984 top 10 hits, We Belong.
To the doubts that complicate your mind, we belong to the light, we belong to the lover. We belong to the sound of the words before falling.
Pat Benatar and husband Neil Giraldo, we believe, will be at the Egg in Albany. Very intimate. Very, very intimate, we're told.
I don't know what that means.
Monday, June 27th, and we wrap it up at the 8th Step in Proctor's.
Yeah, Tom Russell, one of those really, I think, underrated sort of Texas singer-songwriters. He's identified more as a kind of a Texas guy, even though I believe he was born in Canada. And I think he lives in L.A. these days. So, but he has that Texas narrative, storyteller, singer, songwriter kind of thing going on, and he's been doing it for years. And he is one eclectic guy. I mean, he's written a cowboy folk opera. He's recorded with the Norwegian Wind Ensemble. And he's actually published a book of letters with Charles Bukowski. So that's a pretty good range. Not exactly sure what he's going to be doing at the 8th Step, but I guarantee you it's going to be fascinating. One of my favorite albums of his was from 2011 called Masabi, which is mostly about goings-on in Hollywood and old Hollywood actors, from Billy Driscoll to Liz Taylor, stuff like that. And one of the songs from that is this one, Roll the Credits, Johnny.
Birds and animals, why won't she talk to me? Wish she could just step down off the screen. That little blonde in tight black jeans. Christ, I'm losing my mind now, Johnny. Crows are laughing at us up in the trees. But singing keeps the fear away.
Tom Russell will be playing at the 8th Step at Proctor's in Schenectady on Thursday, June 30th. And Greg Hames, the website is nippertown.com. He's got a busy summer coming up, and we'll see him again in July. Thank you, Greg.
You bet, Brian. I'm already deep into it.
From old movies in our hearts, let's sing old love songs from the movies in our hearts. Johnny. Hey, roll the credits, Johnny.